It only took a few weeks after their miraculous exodus from Egypt for the Israelites to start complaining to Moses. Why did you make us leave Egypt? We had plenty to eat there. Where are we going to find food and water in the desert? We're going to starve. Moses cried out to God in frustration. What am I going to do with these people? They're going to kill me if we don't find any food and water soon. God told Moses, I have heard their complaints and I will provide for my people. The next morning, the ground was covered with a bread-like food that tasted like honey cakes. Puzzled by this, the Israelites called it manna, which means, what is it? Every morning, God provided manna, giving people nourishment and strength for their day. Then, every night, winds blew flocks of birds into their camp, making it easy to catch them for food. God even made water pour out from a rock for the Israelites to drink. Throughout their journey, God guided the Israelites through the desert with a cloud that protected them from the sun's scorching heat. During the cold nights, a pillar of fire guided them, providing warmth and light for their travels across the rugged terrain. 2 months after leaving Egypt, the Israelites set up camp at the base of Mount Sinai. Suddenly, a powerful storm rolled in, and dark clouds covered the mountain. Lightning filled the sky, and the ground shook as God spoke from a blazing fire on top of the mountain. God said, "Like an eagle carrying you on her wings, I rescued you from slavery in Egypt. You are my treasures and my blessing to all of creation. You are to live differently and reflect my way of life." Then God gave these commands. Don't worship anything but me. Put me above everything else. Don't dishonor me or my name. Remember to set aside a day in each week for rest and worship. Honor your parents. Don't murder, steal, or lie. Live pure and faithful lives. Don't be jealous of what others have. Be satisfied with what I give you. As God spoke, the Israelites trembled with fear and backed away from the mountain. They all agreed, "We'll do everything that God commands." As the people stood at a distance, Moses climbed up into the dark clouds. There, on the mountaintop, God gave him stone tablets with the commands and laws on them, carved by God's own finger. These special instructions were given to help the Israelites remember the best ways to live with God and each other. Moses spent 40 days with God on the mountain. When Moses came down, he found the Israelites having a wild party, worshiping gods through a golden calf they'd made, just like they'd seen the Egyptians do. The Israelites shouted, "We want to follow a God that we can see." Moses was so angry that he smashed the stone tablets on the ground. Then he ground their idol into gold powder, mixed it with water, and made them drink it. Confused and sad, Moses climbed back up the mountain and begged God to forgive them. God said to him, "I'm full of compassion and love and slow to get angry, but I don't overlook rebellion. If my people will just live out my commands, I'll show my amazing power through them." God gave Moses a new set of tablets and said, "Build a special place for me to live with the people I love." So Moses gathered Israel's most skilled builders and craftsmen to build a sacred tent called a tabernacle in the center of their camp. When God was present inside the tent, a cloud appeared above it. This cloud turned into fire at night. When the cloud moved, the Israelites packed up and followed it, guiding them on a long journey back to their promised land.